Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 30, Welcome to Ponyville. One moment they were in Canterlot having been given a twilight by Luna, and next they were within the crystal halls of the Castle of Friendship. Her vision was still a little blurry from the flash of Twilight's magic. Twilight's teleport left her body tingling, a few motes of flames flickering over her coat for a moment before fading. It was as if Twilight seemed to be interested in examining her. The energy left her feeling awake, alive, and aroused. She could feel all the various things that Twilight wanted to do to her. From drag her to the lab to pounce her right here. That amount of emotional bleed over was almost unheard of. The fact was, she didn't think Twilight's teleportation spell was meant to do that.
Well, that was rather unexpected. You alright there, Candace?
Inside asked.
Yes, I'm alright. To be honest, I think this went way better than what we were planning. Blue ball notwithstanding, Luna managed to get things back on track rather easily, at least. Really, no complaints here.
Candace replied. With everything that Candace was feeling during this impromptu sharing of desires, Candace figured that she should start with what she was honestly interested in.
So, was the teleport spell supposed to give me a sense of your desires?
She asked, with simple curiosity. Twilight's mouth opened, but then stopped. It seemed that Candace's question took a moment to register. Tapping her chin with a hoof...
Well, as you are my guard, then you should know a few things about alicorns and their magic. An alicorn's magic is highly affected by their emotions and desires. For example, if you're blue blood, then you would be more than a little bit charred or in an embarrassing position right now.
I see. Well, I will count myself fortunate that I felt what I did. Though that leads me to the next question, what would you like to start with? I know my preferences and will answer with them if asked.
Candace waved a hoof airily. Twilight launched a bolt of magic at Candace. She saw from Twilight's face that it wasn't an attack. It rippled through her and then erupted from her body and into the castle. The pulse left her again feeling a bit tingly, but far less than a teleport.
Looks like you're key to the castle now. Probably.
Insight commented. Candace looked at Twilight after a moment. She seemed a bit more controlled than she was in Canterlot.
I take it that was you doing the wards in the lake first?
Mm-hmm.
Now, should I put the castle in lockdown? You won't be violently evicted.
Twilight explained, rather matter-of-factly. It seemed like she was trying to behave more professionally.
Good to know. Wouldn't do with having your guard ejected from her post.
Candace said with a bit of humor in her voice.
So, what's next on the checklist?
Twilight's demeanor shifted as she moved towards Candace in a sultry fashion for a couple of steps. Deliberately, she stopped and shook her head. The motes of flame that appeared in her mane flickered out.
Not now, later.
She mumbled to herself, annoyed. She looked at Candace and said,
First things first, we should probably defuse the pinky party that she likely already has set up for you.
Candace nodded.
I figured that would happen in a few days. She's getting that good at knowing when new ponies are arriving.
Twilight nodded.
She has the best at what she does.
She said with a fond smile.
And what she does is pretty nice. So, is there anything I should know about at this point? Any signs to look out for if she's suddenly nearby?
Candace inquired. Twilight just shrugged.
Well, if you find some, then please let me know. The only reason I know why the party is going on right now is that there's a large portion of Ponyville's population in the dining hall right now. Either that, or the town is attacking and no ponies told me yet.
Candace just smiled.
Well, it looks like it's party time again for the second time in as many days. Doubt this'll be anything like the Night Guard's party, though.
Twilight glanced over her shoulder.
No, there won't be anywhere near as much physicality or cider.
Twilight said with a hint of regret.
I wonder if Twilight has been adopting some of Luna's preferences.
Insight commented.
It would appear so.
Candace replied. Candace moved near Twilight as she was trotting with her, and gave her an affectionate shoulder bump.
Hey, that's okay. There's always room for the after party.
Twilight nearly missed a step.
Well, we could always skip the party.
She said in a huskier tone of voice. A teleport spell was starting to charge on her horn.
As nice as that would be, I think what you're implying would be rushing things. It also wouldn't be fair to those that took time to be here.
Candace pointed out.
Well, if that's the case, then you need to put your outfit away. Wouldn't want to show up to one of Pinky's parties looking like that.
Twilight said.
Oh, yeah.
Candace used her magic to take off the suggestive attire and put them in her own dimensional pocket. A slight look of embarrassment was on her face.
That's better, though I did like it.
Twilight smiled. Her eyes seemed to already be missing the decorations from Candace's body. She then pointed down a hall with her wing.
If you go that way, then I'll meet you there.
She twisted her spell and then released it, and was gone in the now familiar flash of magic.
Changing the destination of a teleport spell array without having to restart the spell. Well, some of the professors at the CSGU are wrong.
Insight observed, impressed. Candace proceeded down said hall. She felt like it seemed as if the castle was watching her. Somehow it seemed to convey a vague sense of anticipation, though Candace wasn't at all sure how it managed to do that. She stopped for a moment and placed her hoof and wing on the wall to see if she could feel any more detail.
That's strange. It feels like nostalgia. Almost like home. I don't really understand it.
Insight said. Candace tried to see if the communication was two-way. She tried sending an intention of protecting and helping those here, as well as her feelings about her situation.
A sense of welcome. It says that we shouldn't keep the ponies waiting.
Candace flashed an overcharged temporal acceleration spell, and she suddenly found herself in the dining hall. How she had suddenly got here, she wasn't sure. She had felt no magic or movement.
I'm gonna have to remember that. I wonder if it can be repeated.
She thought of herself in Insight.
Possibly. I'm at least a little familiar with how the communication felt now.
Insight replied. In the brief moment it took to communicate that, she saw the ponies around her moving in extreme slow motion. Not seeing any actual threats here, she saw Pinky behind her starting to spring up near the door. Candace took a mental moment to try and feel for the pink pony's magic. She felt what she usually did from Earth ponies, but she did notice just a slight touch of what felt like Discord's abilities. The signature was certainly unique. Candace let the acceleration spell drop. It was gonna take her about 8 minutes to regenerate that. Pinky asked,
"So, were you surprised?"
In her typical enthusiasm, that just went to show why she was banned from having caffeine. Candace just smiled and nodded, then drew the pink one into a hug.
"Thank you for all the effort, Pinky. I was not expecting this so soon. And yes, you did surprise me."
She let her go and turned to the rest of the crowd, then waved. Pinky suddenly hugged her back for a moment. She felt her bones creak. The force of it, though, was enough to make Candace check herself with a med scan spell to make sure that she was alright. When she was released, Pinky still had the widest smile that you could fit on a pony. Candace smiled back. She got the feeling that she couldn't give Pinky any better of a present than that. She saw Twilight at the far side of the room, watching. Her eyes were focused on Candace with an intensity of curiosity that Candace hadn't seen in her yet. This spoke more of, "We are going to talk," than it did of, "I want you in my lab," so she was probably safe. Candace made her way through the room of ponies. Refreshments were placed strategically around the room, and she got to meet a good majority of the ponies of Ponyville. Seemed that Twilight getting a guard was a big deal here, and managed to make Candace stand out. Looked like using anonymity around here to do her job wasn't really going to be a viable option at this point.
Time to get a reputation instead. Not a bad way to start, at least.
Insight added to Candace's considerations. She noticed that the banner that said, "Welcome to Ponyville, Candace," was oddly formed and hung. It looked like there was much more to the banner than what was currently there. It didn't take Candace long to spot the rest of the elements. They were mostly gathered near Twilight. Applejack looked like she was just kicking back and having a good time chatting with Twilight. Rainbow had a mug of cider and was hovering above the crowd while she looked at Candace with a look of curiosity. Fluttershy was to the side of Twilight, but it didn't seem like she was the wallflower Candace had first met during those few picnics with Discord. She seemed more comfortable now. There seemed to be something a little odd about her features. Candace spent an extra moment watching her. Was that a hint of fangs? Rarity was graceful in both word and action, but when she saw Candace looking at her, she had a slight blush to her cheeks.
"I wonder what that's about,"
Insight stated.
"Feels like it might have had something to do with the odd banner. Pinky's proclivity of knowing more than she should might have told her something about us and our relationship with Twilight. I could see Rarity going and taking that down, at least."
Candace replied, as she continued to greet ponies and slowly make her way to where Twilight was. Candace floated over a mug of cider for herself from one of the refreshment stands. A few of the more observant ponies noted the glow around her wings. Twilight watched her approach with interest. Her eyes seemed to have a depth to them, as if viewing things with more experience than her years would suggest. It appears that the mare was in a far different mood than she was only a minute ago. Candace eventually got to the Six Heroes of Equestria, though it took more than 20 minutes. On the way, many hooves were shaken, and greetings exchanged. Every pony here was ready to welcome her at the drop of a hat. Not a single one was bothered the slightest about who or what she was.
"That might change if Spoiled Rich was here, at least if the reports on her attitude are accurate,"
Insight added. Twilight spoke up, as Candace reached her and her friends.
"Girls, I would like to introduce you to Candace. She is my first guard,"
Twilight said with a friendly smile.
"Candace, these are my friends. Applejack,"
she started as she gestured to each one.
"Howdy,"
the apple farmer said as she tipped her hat.
"Rarity,"
Twilight continued.
"Welcome, darling,"
Rarity said with a regal and calm demeanor that completely belied her earlier blush.
"Fluttershy,"
Twilight said.
"Hello,"
the Pegasus said with just barely enough volume to be heard normally. Being that close, she could have felt that there was a hint of Thestral power radiating from her. It wasn't much, and if her own Thestral Wellspring was much stronger, she might not be able to feel it, as her own would drown it out, at least once it was fully settled in, anyway.
Hey there, Fluttershy. It's been a while since I've seen you. How are things going?
Candace asked, while remembering that it had been about 6 months since the last time she had a picnic with her in Discord.
I'm just terribly worried about Discord. Have you seen him?
The Chimera asked.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen him since a bit before the Main Hatton attack. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you, though, even if it's just hanging out and being a friend.
Candace offered. Fluttershy nodded at the offer. She seemed to genuinely appreciate it.
Rainbow Dash?
Twilight said.
Hey there. I didn't know that you knew Fluttershy already.
She waved a hoof that wasn't holding at least her second mug of cider.
Yeah, I've had a few picnics with Discord and Flutters. I just wish that Discord didn't have this habit of not being around anytime his help would actually be useful.
Candace replied.
Looks like Twilight shares our feelings on Discord.
Ensign pointed out, drawing Candace's attention to the purple mare's expression. It vanished before Twilight introduced the next pony.
And you already met Pinky.
Twilight said, her tone light displaying nothing of whatever dark thoughts had crossed her mind moments ago. Pinkie Pie just smiled. She seemed to be content, already considering Candace a friend.
How did Pinkie Pie not wind up as the Princess of Friendship?
Ensign joked.
And this here is my number one assistant and little brother, Spike.
Yo!
He said, waving a claw as he continued munching on gems. Candace noticed Spike looking at her eyes with confusion.
Is something concerning you?
How do you hold your irises open like that? Does it not hurt?
Spike asked.
Oh, no. I use a vision protection spell that I can control. It's like turning your lens into a set of sunglasses.
Candace turned down the effect, and her eyes returned to their normal now-slit appearance.
I don't usually go around like this because it freaks most ponies out. It's also quickly becoming a sign of comfort for me.
Oh, pish posh, dear. No pony will judge you for having such unique eyes. In fact, I know just the perfect ensemble to complement them and your beautiful markings.
Rarity said.
Unfortunately, I have a few cases of ponies doing exactly that, happening on my first day with slit eyes. I apologize, but my experience doesn't agree with your sentiments.
Candace looked apologetic for reality not meeting the romantic desires of the fashionista.
Well, you ain't gonna find folk treating you here like that.
Applejack barged into the conversation.
Yeah!
Rainbow Dash added.
Wait, are you a Pegasus, Thestral, or a Unicorn?
Yes?
Candace replied.
I was born a Pegasus-Unicorn hybrid. The Thestral part is a gift from Luna when she made me her fourth chosen.
Rarity fanned herself at that declaration, and Rainbow Dash managed to look thoughtful for a moment. A flash of magenta magic came from behind her, and suddenly there was a weight on Candace's back. The weight spoke in an eager filly's voice.
Mommy Luna gave you another wellspring?
The young twilight-looking filly lit her horn and cast a hugely complex scanning spell. Multiple spell arrays danced over and around her horn.
Yes, it was after I passed her test and then became one of her night chosen. It was just tonight that I was given to your mother, Twilight. One of my duties is to protect that which they care about.
Candace said to Little Star. Her voice carried a tone of pride. Fluttershy was half hiding behind her mane. Candace noticed a slight smile of encouragement. She did already know about Candace's feelings towards Luna and Twilight from their conversations during their picnics. Rarity was stunned for a few seconds before she managed to recover. The look of inspiration dawned on her face. While it wasn't loud, Rarity did mouth the word idea.
That means that she's a good pony that you should listen to, and protect her if it comes to that.
Twilight said to her daughter.
Protect me?
Candace was curious. Was it just a way to keep Little Star near her, or was that the truth? It was possible, considering the strength of the wellspring Candace could feel from the little ball of magic that was masquerading as a filly. I'm pretty sure she's gonna fit in just fine. Now let's get on to our unique donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldheart, J10Man, Darkside, and Only One Thing. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hatzaza, Ridesoul, Dospo, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.